Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
Gastroenteritis in kids. What are the causes? How can this be treated or prevented? Find out in today's program. I'm Prince Moore. Stay with us. First off, what is gastroenteritis?
Gastroenteritis is an infection that is caused usually by viruses, but can also be caused by bacteria that infect the bowel. It usually presents with vomiting, diarrhea, you can get fever, you may also get a little bit of abdominal pain.
Pediatrician Dr. Lisa Franklin Banton. Gastroenteritis cases vary between mild, moderate, and severe. It is usually accompanied by vomiting and or diarrhea, which may cause some complications for a child.
The complication that we try to avoid most commonly is that of dehydration, and this is usually prevented by ensuring that any losses from the vomiting or the diarrhea is replaced by fluids which are suitable to replace not only the fluid but the electrolytes that may be lost from the vomiting and diarrhea.
How do you treat gastroenteritis? Well, Dr. Banton says treatment may vary depending on the age of the child.
For instance, if we have an infant, we would encourage the mother to continue breastfeeding or continue bottle feeding, giving them also appropriate fluids in between. And those fluids are usually fluids that are purchased or rehydration salts, which have the correct balance of fluid and electrolyte already prepared. We usually encourage them to be given in small amounts regularly until the child is tolerating these fluids.
This is in an effort to prevent dehydration. Here are certain signs and symptoms that will indicate that your child is becoming or is dehydrated.
In a baby, you may notice that the fontanelle or the soft spot at the top of the head, that it may be sunken, so it feels a little lower than it usually does. The baby may not have tears, the amount of saliva in the mouth may be reduced. The number of diapers that you are changing may be markedly reduced as well because you're not passing as much urine as you should. The skin may feel a little cold, it may also be a little mottled. These are really signs, though, of severe dehydration.
In instances where severe dehydration occurs, the child should be given medical attention immediately. Viruses such as gastroenteritis are usually spread from person to person through contaminated food or touching surfaces that have been contaminated with the virus. As such, Dr. Franklin Banton says the simple measure of washing hands regularly and properly can play a critical role in preventing gastroenteritis and other infections. Vaccination also helps to prevent gastroenteritis in children.
Rotavirus is probably one of the most common viruses that would cause gastroenteritis in the younger age group. And younger, I mean less than 5 years of age. There is a vaccine available for rotavirus, and that is usually given before the age of 6 months. And that is perhaps the only vaccine presently available to prevent any form of gastroenteritis caused by rotavirus.
And here's an interesting fact. What many persons refer to as gas is not the same thing as gastroenteritis.
When you hear the layman speak about gas, I think they're more speaking about a collection of air in the stomach as opposed to gastroenteritis, which is actually an infection that causes vomiting and diarrhea. So they're two distinctly different things.
Pediatrician Dr. Lisa Franklin Banton. That's it for this edition of Healthline. To hear this and other JIS programs, go to jis.gov.jm/radio. With student engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Prince Moore, reminding you that you only get one body, so take care of it.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.